milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie or pudding.
The what now?
Okay, it's cream or sugar mixed with, it's either milk or cream that's mixed with sugar with nutmeg. It's poured over milk or, poured over pie or pudding.
I don't know.
Okay, would you be more apt to call that a sauce or a gravy or a dressing?
I would call it a sauce, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gravy usually has something to do with meat products.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing would probably have something to do with vinegar or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, like salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Food that's eaten between regular meals, what would you call that?
Snacks.
Okay.
In between meals.
Okay. And then you might say, what do you usually do with your food? You say, I'm going to
eat it.
Okay. Then you might say, yesterday I
ate it.
Okay. Several times.
Several times I have eaten it.
Okay. I might have asked you this before. How do you go about making coffee?
Well, the easiest way is to buy instant coffee. But otherwise, you get the ground coffee, and there's several different ways. Of course, you can make it in a you can boil it for one thing. That was the old way, and then they came up with a percolator, and then they came up with a dripolator. Boil it, you put the water right into the coffee, and cook it until it turns dark if you want it, either real dark or and that's boiling it. And then the percolator, of course, you put the water down below, and it has a little tube that runs up, and you put a container for the coffee to sit up there. And when the water reaches a boiling point, it perks up that through that little tube and falls down on the coffee grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back down into the container, and it's coffee.
I was wondering how those, when I was a little kid, I would sit there for hours trying to figure how that, you wash the top, the little clear top, and how it, come out the top.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great mystery in my life for a while. What would you call this that we were drinking?
Water.
Okay. So, you might say you brought me, what?
A glass of water.
Okay.
Or a drink of water.
Okay. Okay, if I dropped it, or somebody dropped it,
spilled the water.
Okay, but what will happen to the glass?
Well, it probably will break.
Okay. If it happened yesterday.
It broke yesterday.
Okay. If it happened several times, you'd probably kick me out of the house.
Well, it had been broken a lot of times.
Okay. Are there different kinds of glasses that you know of?
Different kinds of glasses, surely.
Yeah, I mean like blue ones, big ones, or...
Sure. And juice glasses, tumblers,
mm-hmm.
iced teas, soda, highball glasses, and what's that short one?
Oh, you mean shot glass?
No, well, that's another one, but I was thinking about what's that big fat glass that's short?
Oh, we always call that highball glass. It's a little round.
Well, maybe it is. That's not it, though. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, and then we take...
Old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's right. Old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since I'm not a drinking man, I don't keep up with those terms, but I...
Yeah, old-fashioned. Yeah, they do call them that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's even advertised.
Huh.